I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Governor Peter Shumlin tweeted his intention to support Hillary Clinton for president just hours after the staff of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign announced his plans for his kickoff event. Shumlin says he stands by his decision and that the timing of the tweet was purely coincidental. VPR's Rick Sengeri has more.
Governor Shumlin says he counts Senator Bernie Sanders as a close friend, but that during primary campaigns, you have to make awkward choices. And this being a presidential primary, the decision is even more difficult.
If it was a choice between Hillary Clinton for U.S. Senator of Vermont or Bernie Sanders for U.S. Senator of Vermont, I'm voting for Bernie.
Despite throwing his support behind Clinton, Shumlin says that he's glad Bernie has decided to run.
Now, in terms of single payer and the other issues, I am delighted that Bernie's in this race because I think he's going to raise issues that I care about, that he cares about, that will help influence the debate going forward.
Shumlin believes that when you're deciding on who to endorse for president, you have to look at more than a few select issues.
Who's best capable of, who's best trained, who is most ready to take on not only the financial challenge we have of making sure that this economy works for the middle class, but also the international crises that seem to double by the day.
Shumlin says that President Obama has done a very good job of rebuilding the nation's economy, and Hillary Clinton would continue that work. He also believes that, like her husband, former President Bill Clinton, Hillary has been fighting for the middle class all of her life. Regarding the inconvenient timing of his announcement, coinciding with Sanders' campaign kickoff notice, Shumlin says it is complete happenstance.
I was not aware that Bernie was going to announce on Tuesday when I made my decision 3 days ago to endorse Hillary.
Bernie Sanders will make his formal announcement to enter the presidential race on Tuesday afternoon at 5 from the Burlington waterfront, and VPR will provide live coverage of that event. For VPR News, I'm Rick Sengeri.